This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It'll be Staten to jump for Carlinville. Mix for the Cavaliers. Todd Maxwell puts it up, and we are underway. Gillespie wins the tap, and they will get it to start. Todd Maxwell, Rob Becker, and Tim Sutton are officials here tonight. Mix leaves it off on the right wing for Keaton Link. On the left wing with Grace Bertolino. Man-to-man for Carlinville to start here. In the right corner with Emily Schmidt. Puts it on the deck. Attacks to the right elbow. Cut off there. Leaves it back for Bertolino. In the left corner it goes with Taylor now. Shelby Taylor spinning away from trouble. Rises from outside the paint. Way too strong. Off the other side of the backboard. And the rebound down to Carlinville and Staten. She has a tightrope to sideline and lost the basketball. Picked up by Taylor. Good job by Shelby Taylor with the pressure after the miss. Now Taylor makes a bad pass. Stolen by Reels. Gracie lost the handle on the way down. Gets it up on the window. Partially blocked. Offensive rebound to Stewart. She can't get it to go. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Gillespie. And the Cavies will have it on the baseline in the front court. 50 seconds gone by. Championship quarter number one. Stewart lobs it up top to Denis. They were in a 1-4 set across the baseline. Here's Reels on the attack. Stripped and fouled. They're going to get Taylor. Shelby's first, team's first. Carlinville in pool play beat Staunton, Nokomis, and Litchfield. These two South Central rivals will play their regular season conference game coming up January 30th at the Pit in Gillespie. That ball's deflected away by Bertolino and stolen. Good job by Grace Bertolino. Forces the second Carlinville turnover. Here comes Keaton Link, full head of steam, spins middle of the lane, rises up off the window. It's good, yes, for Keaton Link. She has improved drastically from a year ago, and she was good a year ago, but Kevin Gray told me before the ball game he does believe she is their most improved player from last year. She's had a real good start to her junior campaign. Reels on the attack, partially blocked in there. Good job by Schmidt going straight up. Pulled down by Denise. Sarah pivots around, leaves for Stewart. Corin, one dribble, pull up off the mark from 18 feet, and the rebound to Keaton Link. 6:25 for the opening quarter. Here's Taylor on the left wing being checked by Stewart in the Cavi man-to-man. And a reach-in on Corin. Her first, team's first. Girls' championship game here at Carlinville, and folks continue to file in to the big house on West Main. Still seats for you here. Come on out. Staunton Calhoun and the boys' championship next. And if you haven't seen Calhoun play yet in the tournament, I highly recommend coming out and taking in the tall timbers of Calhoun. Might see a dunk or two. Here's Taylor off to Mix. She attacks strong and draws the foul. Second team foul on Carlinville. And they'll get Gracie Reels on the personal. Free throw is short. So Mix misses the first toss. She'll get the second toss. 2-0 Gillespie, 6:04 for the opening quarter. Second free throw for McKenzie is good. 1 out of 2 from the charity stripe. Makes it 3-0 Gillespie. They're showing a little full court pressure now. 2-1-2. Oh, Seal breaks it nicely with the bounce. Bounce pass across the lane to Rios. Partially blocked. And then Gillespie's out of bounds. And they picked up the loose ball. It'll stay with Carlinville. 5:55 for the opening quarter. It'll be Corin Stewart to throw in off the left side of the lane. She will lob out to Deneve at the top of the key. Leaves it off for Jill Staten now. Jill puts it on the deck. Quick first step. Blocked from behind. Still got it up on the window, and she'll get 2 free throws. That thing almost fell down. Second team foul on Gillespie. They'll get Keaton Link with her first personal. At the free throw line, 5'8 sophomore Jill Staten. Looking to get Carlinville on the board. And she cannot with the first toss. Welcome everyone listening to the stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Podcasts of all of our games always available at WSMIRadio.com. Those are completely free as Staten gets the second free throw, 1 out of 2. As T. Tote used to say, the podcasts are like a tin roof. They're on the house. 5:40 for the opening quarter. Dangerous pass there, almost stolen by Staten. Found its way home to McKenzie Mix. Down low to Schmidt. She has trouble with the catch. Kicks it right back out to McKenzie. Into the hands of Bertolino. Schmidt has deep post position. Had it stripped away. Gets it back. Partially blocked. Rebound to Link. Straight on. Around and out. No good. And the rebound to Denis for Carlinville. Here come the Cabbies with Jill Staten across the timeline. Top of the key to Seal and Aaron shuffle their feet on the ball fake. Third, Carthenville turnover. First substitution of the ball game for Carthenville. It'll be Elise Baker, a 5'10 senior, checking in, replacing Sarah Deneve. 5:15 for quarter number one. Both these head coaches want to get after you defensively. That's the name of their game. Both these programs really similar paths, as when they are making outside shots, they became very, very tough to beat with the defensive intensity they bring night in, night out. 3 minutes played in the opening quarter. Mix on the dribble drive, high off the window, no good, fading away outside the paint. And we're going to get a tie-up, Seal and Taylor with the jump ball, and the Miners, check that, the Cavies will have it on the arrow. Staunton Calhoun coming up next for the boys' championship here at Carthenville. Nice crowd on hand here for this girls' title game as the host Cavaliers looking to make it back-to-back championships. Litchfield, who lost the third-place game earlier, they've been in this tournament each of the first 40 years of its existence, and they are not coming back next year. They've got 14 tournament titles, 85 wins. Those are both the most in tournament history. They will be heading off to Williamsville next year, to Riverton, and Williamsville will be coming here to Carthenville. Line change for the Miners. Sydney Byers is in, a 5'11 junior. Madison Niemeyer's checked in, a 5'8 sophomore. Hannah Barrett's in, a 5'4 junior, along with Michaela Hayes, a 5'7 junior. Schmidt stays on the floor. Here, Staten rises from the heart of the lane, missed it short, and the rebound picked up off the floor by Madison Niemeyer. Niemeyer brings it across the timeline. Left wing to Hannah Barrett. Barrett on the dribble drive, kicks it in the corner to Schmidt. Emily Schmidt back to Niemeyer, top of the key, into the hands of Hayes. On the curl, Barrett rises up, yes, from 8 feet. Hannah Barrett fading to her right, knocks it down. 5-1 Gillespie. So we approach the midway mark of the opening quarter. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt. Carthenville handles with Jill Staten. On the wing, Seal wants the three ball, way too strong. Goes right to Reels, off the window, it's good. That shot deflected off the far side of the backboard, right to Gracie Reels. 5-3 Gillespie. Here's Barrett, leaves it off for Niemeyer. In the right corner to Hayes. She'll line up the three around and out, no good. Reels has the rebound ripped away by Schmidt. Then Emily falls to the ground. She'll be called for steps. Second Gillespie turnover. Gillespie doesn't like it, but that seemed like a pretty straightforward call to me. Schmidt ripped it away from Reels, and then she fell down. And when you have the ball and you fall down, that's traveling. 3:35 for the opening quarter. Again, the full court pressure for Gillespie. Just slowing Carthenville's pursuit up the floor. Aaron Seal into the front court, trapped on the sideline, gets it away to Deneve. In the right corner, Reels open for three. Left it a little short. Rebound picked up off the floor by Emily Schmidt. Emily stops quickly, gets it off to Byers. Back to Madison Niemeyer. She comes into the front court. On the curl, finds Schmidt. Emily rises up. No. And the rebound down to Gracie Reels. Reels quickly across the timeline. She'll bring it back towards midcourt now. Keeps the dribble alive. She is trapped. Gets it away to Deneve, right side of the key. Here's Stewart open for a three. Way too strong. Almost banked it in off the left wing. Here's Hannah Barrett. Gets it ahead to Hayes. Finds a streaking Schmidt, and as she's falling out of bounds, she's going to be called for traveling. Third Gillespie turnover. Schmidt made that catch on a full sprint, just could not get stopped in time. 2:51 for the opening quarter. Gillespie leading Carthenville 5-3. Keaton Link will check back in. Emily Schmidt will get a breather for the first time tonight. Miners again showing that full court pressure. Cavaliers get it into Seal. Back to Staten. Middle of the floor to Deneve. Dangerous pass. Sarah able to go meet the basketball. Now she gets it away to Staten, who can't handle it cleanly. And the fourth, Carthenville turnover. 2:40, quarter number one of our girls' championship game. 5-3 Gillespie. Hannah Barrett works left side, leaves it back for Keaton Link. Right side of the key with Niemeyer. Keaton on the curl. That is stolen by Gracie Reels. Good anticipation from Gracie. Down the left side, attacks hard and draws the foul. Third foul on Gillespie. Good aggressive play from Gracie Reels. They are going to get Madison Niemeyer on the personal. That's her first. And two free throws for Gracie. 5'8 junior Gracie Reels. 2 points on the ball game. She lines up the first toss, and it rimmed out on her. Corin Stewart back into the ballgame for Carleton-Deville. Haley Wills will check in for the first time. Seal and Baker out. Five-three Gillespie as Reels gets her second free throw. She gets that one pure with the second toss. One out of two for Reels. Pulls Carleton-Deville to within a point at 5-4. 2:20 for quarter number one. On the right wing with Michaela Hayes. Hayes into the corner. Bounces baseline. Byers. Oh, nice. Touch pass to Niemeyer. Off the window. It's good for Madison Niemeyer. Her first bucket. Off the beautiful feed from Sydney Byers. Full court pressure. Middle of the floor with the Neve. She gets it off to Stewart in the front court. That ball's kicked out of there. Winds up on the stage, and a couple of the spectators had to go diving out of the way or it would have caught him right in the face. Always be alert. I think when you go to a baseball game, better have your head in the swivel. Evidently, the same is true when you come to a high school basketball game. You want to sit in the first row. There are perks, well, and there are some dangers. 7-4, Gillespie leading. Carleton-Deville has the ball inside of 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Entry pass to Wills goes off of Haley's hands and turned over. Run out for Gillespie and Bertolino off the window. She missed it. Offensive rebound, no, and it's picked up off the floor by Seal. She kicks it ahead. Now she corrals it at midcourt. Off to the knee. Here's Stewart. Ball fakes the three. Drives baseline. Forces it up. Missed it. Offensive rebound to knee. Sarah muscles her way up and draws the foul. Fourth team foul on Gillespie. It'll send Sarah Denis to the free throw line. Let's see the personal. It goes on Keaton Link. That's her second. Gillespie is extremely deep. About as deep as any varsity team you will find. Free throw for Deneve off the heel, too strong. They'll go four players into the bench easily. Link out, McKenzie Mix returns. 92 seconds for the opening quarter. Free throw for Sarah Good. She gets one out of two. Carleton-Deville's 3 out of 6 from the free throw line, 1 out of 2 in all three trips. 7-5 Gillespie, 80 seconds for the opening quarter. Bertolino out near midcourt, leaves it off for Taylor in the right corner. They tried to feed the post down to Myers. She's double teamed, gets it up on the glass, and draws the foul. Third team foul on Carleton-Deville. They will get Jill Staten with her first personal. To the free throw line, Sydney Byers, 5'11 junior. First toss is short. Gracie Reels to the table. She checks back in, replacing Sarah Deneve. Gillespie's led the entire first quarter here. Second free throw for Byers. Rattles out, no good. Sydney missed the pair. Rebound down to Jill Staten. She will come across the timeline. 70 seconds for the opening quarter. A 2-to-tie, a 3 for the lead. Staten to Stewart. Left block, Wills. Blocked by Byers. Into the hands of Madison Niemeyer. Madison comes into the front court with the right-hand bounce. Spins away from Gracie Reels. Leaves it for Byers. Sydney way too strong. Rebound Mix. The follow crawls over the front of the rim for McKenzie Mix. She has 3. 9-5 Gillespie. Miners doing a good job on the boards early. Staten splits the pressure right down the heart. Then she loses the handle on the crossover, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Carleton-Deville, their sixth turnover here in the opening quarter. 40 seconds for quarter number one. See if Gillespie wants to hold for the final shot. This is a lot of time to try to hold for one. Taylor in the backcourt. Goes behind the back. All the way to the rim. Off the window. It's good. Shelby Taylor. Attacks early and gets the bucket. Nice dribble drive, 11-5 Miners. 25 seconds for the opening quarter. Staten's pass is tipped, finds its way into the front court to Aaron Seal. She's going to fire, 4-3, way too strong. Saved by Stewart. No, she was out of bounds. Seventh miscue on Carthenville. 16 seconds for the opening quarter. Baker and Deneve to the table checking in. Wills and Staten out. Bertolino gets it in to Shelby Taylor. She looks to the minor bench, gets the play call from Kevin Gray across the timeline with 10. Into the hands of Byers between the circles with 7. Someone needs to go get the basketball with 4. Here's Mix. She'll fire the 3. Left it short. Rebound down to Baker. And that's the first quarter. After 8 minutes here in our girls' championship game, it is Gillespie 11, Carthenville 5. We'll come back with the second quarter of the girls' championship from the Carthenville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI. After 8 minutes here in our girls' championship game, Gillespie leads Carthenville 11-5. Miners will get the basketball to start the second quarter. On the floor for Gillespie, Bertolino, Taylor, Byers, Link, check that mix, and Schmidt down on the left block to Taylor. She's double-teamed, and she's going to be called for steps. 6th Gillespie turnover. Carthenville turned it over 7 times in the first half. Full court pressure from Gillespie. Staten gets it in to Seal. Deneve, Reels, and Baker also on the floor for Carthenville. In the right corner to Sarah Deneve on the right wing with Aaron Seal. Cut off the baseline, gives it back to Staten. Jill, dribble drive, baseline, floats it up, left it short. Good contestant there by Gillespie off of Carthenville, out of bounds. Hey, want to say hello to Diana Deneve and Dina Rucker, both formerly from Port Byron, Illinois. We say hello to Diana Deneve and Dina Rucker tonight, listening in to this girls' championship game on WSMI. 7:15 for the first half. 11-5 our score. Gillespie leading. Taylor turns it over. 7th minor turnover. Here come the Cavaliers. Aaron Seal gets it on the block to Deneve. Sarah spins middle, kicks off to Reels. Gracie Reels gets into the paint, floats it up, lost it on the way up, and it's pulled down by Gillespie's Emily Schmidt. Schmidt into the front court. Mana got away with the travel there. Kind of slid that pivot foot. Miners skip it. Mix, baseline, yes, for Mackenzie Mix. About 15 feet off that right baseline, she knocks it down, 13-5 Miners. 6:40 for the first half. Deneve between the circles, leaves it off for Staten. In the corner, Gracie Reels for 3, left it short, tipped back by Baker to Staten. Jill, one dribble, pulls up, around and out, no good. Another offensive rebound for Carthenville, this time Deneve leaves back for Baker. She can't get it from 10, and the rebound to the Miners and Emily Schmidt. Here's Shelby Taylor out between the circles for Gillespie. On the left wing with Bertolino. Grace Bertolino to the elbow. Kicks back to Mix. That pass is tipped. And Seal going to win the race. Can she stay in bounds? Yes. Aaron Seal layup? Yes. Seal's first bucket. 13-7. Great hustle by Seal as she won the race to the far sideline. 5:50 first half. Of course, at the conclusion, we'll have the all tournament team announcements for you live here on FM 106. In the corner with Schmidt. Emily Schmidt on the left wing keeps the dribble alive. Into the hands of Grace Bertolino. Bertolino brings it across the head of the key. Her pocket picked clean by Aaron Seal. Up and down for the easy deuce. Back-to-back runouts for Aaron Seal. And just like that, the Gillespie lead down to 4, 13-9, 5:20 first half. Defense turning into easy offense. Here's Bertolino. Bounce pass to the top of the key to Mix. High post to Byers and a reach-in foul on Elise Baker. That's her first, team's 4th. Substitutions for both squads here. Stewart and Wills return for Carthenville. And you've got Hayes and Barrett coming back in for Gillespie. It'll be Bertolino and Taylor heading out for the Miners. Baker and Stewart out for Carthenville. An offensive foul as Mix took the inbounds pass, and then a great job. I think that was Sarah Deneve stood in and took the charge. Turnover number 10 on Gillespie. 5th team foul. And for Mackenzie Mix, her first personal. Again, the full court pressure in the backcourt. More of a Man pressure now, token style, just a slow Carlinville up the floor. 4:55 for the first half. 13-9 Gillespie. Here's Real. She traveled out front. She picked up her dribble. The pass she wanted to make was cut off, and then she just took that extra step. 8, the Carlinville turnover. Nice crowd on hand here tonight for this championship session. Girls title game, 4:45 until halftime. Gillespie leading Carlinville 13-9. Boys championship next. Defending champion Calhoun will take on top-seeded Staunton. Here's Barrett. Attacks. That pass is tipped out. It'll stay with the Miners. Aaron Seal back on the floor, replacing Gracie Reels. Baseline out of bounds for Gillespie. Michaela Hayes needs to get it in, does so to Hannah Barrett. Hannah takes some contact on the left block, able to get it away to Hayes. Here's Schmidt on the attack. She draws the foul. Free throws for Emily Schmidt. Fifth foul on Carlinville, and they'll get the personal on Sarah Deneve. Free throw for Schmidt is good. Emily Schmidt has her first point of this championship game, 14-9 Gillespie. They've led the entire way. 4:32 for the first half. Second free throw good. Schmidt gets the pair. Makes it 15-9. Corin Stewart in the backcourt. Bounce pass in the front court to Aaron Seal. Right back to Stewart. Corin drives baseline. Down low to Wills. Haley has it deflected away out of bounds. It'll stay with Carlinville. 4:23 for the first half. Miner at all packing the lane defensively. Stewart takes the inbounds pass. Now it's turned over. The ninth Cavi turnover. Carlinville's a little bit disjointed here in the first half of play. Michaela Hayes off to Emily Schmidt. Gillespie had a slow start in what was basically a semifinal game over Greenfield Northwestern. They got down 12-0, trailed by 9 at the half, before coming back to win by 13. That dribble is knocked free. Staten picks it up, goes up and down for the easy deuce. First field goal for Jill Staten. She has 3 points, and it's back to a 4-point game, 15-11 Gillespie, 3:40 for the first half. Here's Barrett, leaves for Schmidt on the baseline. Yes, for Emily Schmidt. Every time Carnival's made a mini run, Gillespie's had an answer. Middle of the floor with the knee, off to Stewart. Corin Stewart will stop, pop off the heel too strong from the heart of the lane, and the rebound down to Madison Niemeyer for Gillespie. 3 minutes, 20 seconds, first half, 17-11, Gillespie leading. Emily Schmidt between the circles. Keeps the dribble alive, now leaves it off for Madison Niemeyer. And we're going to get an official stoppage here. Madison Niemeyer's in some pain. So she's going to check out. Shelby Taylor will check back in. Not sure what happened to Niemeyer. 3:09 for the first half. Kevin Gray just making sure that he wasn't charged a timeout there, but that was an official timeout. Good piece of officiating. You always like to see that at any level, but especially the high school level when you see a kid that's in some pain. Get the game stopped and let him get some attention. So Madison, she's off to the locker room for the time being. Did not see what happened to her. She appeared to be reaching for the ribcage area. 3 minutes, first half. 6-point lead for Gillespie. Taylor's pass is tipped and eventually stolen by Stewart. 12 Gillespie turnovers, but yet they lead by 6. Stewart trapped in Coffin corner and out of bounds off of Gillespie. It'll stay with Carlinville. Emily Schmidt will throw in. No, check that. Carlinville ball, so it'll be Jill Staten to throw in. Off it goes to Stewart. Corin drives baseline, leaves it for Baker. Heart of the lane, too strong for Elise. And the rebound down to Mackenzie Mix for the Miners. 2:40, first half. Championship of the girls tournament here as Taylor, a wild attempt there, missed it. And the rebound down to Carlinville. Staten off to Stewart. Steps into a wide open three. No, can't get it to go. That's been the story of the half for the Carlinville Cavaliers. They cannot get a perimeter shot to drop. Rebound to the Miners. Here comes Michaela Hayes across the timeline. Leaves for Hannah Barrett. Barrett kicks to Mix, left side of the key. Feeds the post to Schmidt, right back to McKenzie. Here's Taylor on the left wing. Shelby Taylor In the corner goes to Hayes. Right back to Taylor on the right block. Shelby makes the catch, attacks, missed it, got it back, blocked from behind by Stewart, and pulled down by Staten. Now she's going to be fouled up, tied up by Emily Schmidt. Carla Neville will keep it on the arrow. Good aggressive play that time from Emily Schmidt. Grace Bertolino at the table for the Miners. She will check in, replacing Shelby Taylor. Carla Neville entered 13-2, Gillespie 9-2. Both teams have played good competitive schedules here in the first part of the season. Of course, tonight closes out the 2019 portion of the campaign. Full court pressure. Stewart able to pick it up off the floor, racing up the sideline, and then a travel before she could get rid of that basketball. 10 turnovers on the Cavaliers. Taylor right back to the table for Gillespie. She will check in, replacing Hannah Barrett. A minute 56 for the first half. It was 11-5 Gillespie after one. It's 17-11 Miners now. 110 seconds for quarter number two. Taylor almost had it knocked loose from Stewart. Shelby attacks and a block on the Cavaliers. 16 foul on the Cavies. It'll be out of bounds for Gillespie. 106 seconds for the first half. They will get Sarah Deneve with her second personal. Baseline out of bounds for the Miners and Grace Bertolino. Elise Baker quickly to the table for Carla Neville, replacing Deneve with those two personal fouls. Bertolino gets it in to Mackenzie Mix. Mix, bounce pass, top of the key to Taylor. Shelby Taylor works left side. Tough shot off the window. It's good for Taylor. The lefty went left, faded to the left, and used the glass. 19-11 Miners, 90 seconds first half. Here's Staten in the backcourt, comes into the front court having trouble with the handle. Gets it off to Stewart. Top of the key to Reels. In the corner to Seal. Aaron Seals. Ball fake. One dribble pull up. No. Long rebound picked up by Seal. Off the left baseline. She'll get it out to Jill Staten. 70 seconds for the first half. Been a rough offensive half for the Cavs. Staten's pass is tipped. Seal able to come and meet the basketball and save the possession. Here's Staten on the left wing. She'll fire for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped around. Reels goes down hard. She got hit in the mouth. Rebound is out of bounds off of Gillespie. It'll be Carla Neville ball. Reels checking her teeth, making sure they're still attached. 56.9 seconds for the first half. Deneve back in, Elise Baker out. Stewart will throw in for the Cavaliers. In the right corner on the baseline. Deep position for Deneve. She makes the catch, got too far under the rim, missed it, rips it back away. We're going to get a jump ball, and on the arrow, it goes to Gillespie. So that'll be the 11th turnover on Carla Neville. 53 seconds for the first half of play here in our girls' championship game. Gillespie has led the entire way, 19-11 our current score, as Taylor brings it into the front court. Shelby kicks it out. Hayes for three, left it a little short, and the rebound down to Baker for Carla Neville. Gives off to Aaron Seal. Clock running, 33 seconds for the first half. Seal leaves it off for Staten. Jill Staten puts it on the deck, kicks to Aaron. Open for three. Banked it in. Aaron Seal banked it in, and maybe that will open the floodgates for the Cavaliers. 19-14 on the banked triple. 15 seconds for the half. Miners will get the final shot. Maybe. Taylor attacks off the window. Missed it. Rebound to Schmidt. Put back. Missed it. Another rebound. Schmidt had it stripped. Picked up by Reels with 5 seconds and a foul. Just the sixth team foul, so not bonus time. 3.7 seconds for the first half. And the foul went on Schmidt, her first. Carla Neville will have to go the length of the floor in 3.7. Staten gets it into Stewart. Midcourt with Reels. Good look. Will she get it off? Yes. Good if it goes. No, she got to the right elbow, had a great look, just couldn't put it home. After two quarters here in our girls' championship, it is Gillespie 19, Carla Neville 14. You're listening to the girls' championship at the 54th annual Carla Neville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. The very dapper Calhoun Warriors walking in front of our broadcast position here across the top row at Carla Neville as they are getting set to defend their boys' championship next against Staunton. We'll have it live here on FM 106, and they look sharp. They got long white sleeve shirts, ties, and matching black sweater vests. Very slick for the Calhoun Warriors. You look good, you play good. 7:50 to go, third quarter. As the Cavaliers get it to start, Aaron Seal fires a three, can't get it to go, and that is something that will have to change in the second half if Carletonville wants to secure their third straight championship. Must knock down some perimeter shots. Bertolino's pass, tipped, stolen. Here comes Seal, stripped on the way up, and we're going to get a foul on Emily Schmidt. Good sportsmanship by Schmidt as she helps Seal to her feet. First foul of the half on Gillespie. Second personal, I believe, on Emily Schmidt. It is. Aaron Seal at the free throw line. 7 points for Aaron. That leads all Cavvy scorers. Actually, it's all scorers, period. Free throw for Seal is off the back rim. No good. Carletonville now 3 of 7 from the free throw line. Big, big crowd on hand here tonight. Second free throw good for Seal. She gets 1 out of 2. She has 8 for the game. Staunton and Calhoun coming up next in our boys' championship. Stay tuned. We'll have the announcement of the all-tournament teams along with the presentation of the championship plaques at the conclusion. Mix had it stripped on the way up. Good active hands that time from Carletonville to come up with the turnover. Seal right down the right side of the lane and draws the foul. Two strong takes for Seal. Now Aaron slow to her feet. She is still down underneath the hoop. She tried to get to her feet. She can't do it. She is buried onto the floor right now as she is writhing in pain. Darren Deneve out to tend to Aaron Seal. 7:35 for the third quarter. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to Carletonville High School following these messages on WSMI. Aaron Seal to her feet, something to do with her right wrist when she came crashing to the ground and drew the foul. So Seal is out of the ball game. Elise Baker is in, and she will head to the free throw line. We'll see if Aaron Seal is able to return. Renee Young has the athletic tape out right now. They're going to tape up that right wrist. Elise Baker's free throw is good. Nothing to it, says Elise. Off the bench to the foul line and into the scorebook. Of course, Elise Baker, she's an elite trap shooter. One of the best in the country. Free throw is good. How about that? That's good stuff right there. Talk about pressure free throws. Come off the bench for an injured teammate, and you calmly knock them both down. Pulls Carletonville to within a bucket, 19-17. Bertolino having some trouble in the backcourt, gets it away to Emily Schmidt. The momentum of this game feels like it is starting to turn ever so slightly. Knocked free, off of Stewart, out of bounds. It'll stay with Gillespie. In the front court, sideline trigger in front of the stage, into the hands of Keaton Link. Link, Bertolino, Taylor, Mix, and Schmidt for Gillespie. High post to Mackenzie Mix and a foul on Elise Baker. Came up the back that time of Mix. First foul of the half on Carletonville for Elise, her second personal. Michaela Hayes will check back in for the Miners. Bertolino is out. Kevin Gray just rotates him in and out. He has a deep squad and really allows him to always have fresh legs and bodies on the floor. They just come at you. They're relentless. Left side of the key. That's right through the hands of Schmidt. She took her eyes off of that. And out of bounds it goes. She was thinking about the move she was going to make before she caught the basketball. Not the first time that's happened, and I venture to guess won't be the last time that happens in the game of basketball. 7 minutes for the third quarter. A 2 for the tie, a 3 for Carletonville's first lead of the night, but it won't come now as Rios is called for a travel. She shuffled her feet on the catch. First turnover of the half for Carletonville after they turned it over 11 times in the first half, showing full court pressure. In the deep corner, deflected out by Rios. That's a tough spot to throw in from. On the sideline, but almost on the baseline, right in that corner. No good angles. And Rios was able to deflect it out. Now it's baseline out of bounds in the backcourt. Link gets it in with the bounce to Michaela Hayes. Almost tied up by Stewart. Hayes comes into the front court, spins away from trouble, keeps the bounce alive. Bounce pass to Link. Keaton draws a double on the spin. Stripped, stolen. 16th Gillespie turnover. Gracie Reels poked away from behind off of the Miners and Schmidt, and Carletonville will have the ball front court baseline. Miners 16 turnovers now, 4 of them already here in the third quarter. And it's not even 90 seconds old. Here's Elise Baker, left side of the key, poked away by Mix. Baker out to midcourt to retrieve. Into the hands of Deneve. Sarah Deneve spins at the free throw line. Lost the handle. It's kicked out of there. Went right to Baker in front of the foul line, but on the kick ball, it'll be a dead ball and baseline out of bounds for the Cavvies. Out front to Deneve on the lob. Sarah Deneve feeds the post to Corn Stewart. Stewart attacks, counted, and the foul for Stewart. The soft touch hit off the back rim and drop down. Ties the game at 19, and now a free throw for the lead. Third team foul on Gillespie here in the half. They'll get the second personal on Shelby Taylor. Deneve out, and Erin Seal back in. That's good to see. She's got that wrist taped up. And she has both wrist taped now. Free throw for Stewart, no good. Can't give Carletonville the first lead of the night, but we are tied for the first time since it was 0-0. Here's Taylor. It's the left block cut off. Kicks it out beyond the three-point line to Hayes. Into the hands of Keaton Link. On the right wing now is Schmidt. 6:05, third quarter. Emily Schmidt leaves it for Keaton Link. Right back to Schmidt, and she draws the foul. Baker a little late on that rotation. Her third personal, second team foul of the half on Carletonville. That will get Sarah Deneve back to the table, and she will replace Baker after this first free throw. Good to see Jill Staten without that protective mask on. She broke her nose in the Hillsboro game and had to wear that mask for a couple of games, but she has been without that here post-holiday. Well, Baker and Stewart out. Deneve and Wills return for the Cavvies. The first free throw was good for Emily Schmidt. That puts Gillespie back in front. The second toss is short, and the rebound down to Deneve for the Cavaliers. 6 minutes, third quarter, 20-19 Gillespie. Carletonville still has not led. Erin Seal had to leave moments ago after falling on her wrist. Right back into the game she comes. Here's Reels. Thought about the three. Leaves it for Staten. Jill will take the three straight on, too strong. And a long rebound out to the Miners. Michaela Hayes at the free throw line. Throw ahead to Link. Into the corner to Taylor. Right back to Keaton. Link off the window. It's good. Beautiful basketball right there as Taylor got the return pass to Link for the easy bucket. 22-19 Gillespie. Erin Seal on the right wing. Out it goes to Jill Staten. Jill off to Stewart. Check that. Seal wants the three. Rimmed it. Rebound tipped around off of the knee, picked up by Sydney Byers for Gillespie. Into the hands of Keaton Link. Link on the left wing with Hayes. Michaela Hayes going to drive left baseline, gets all the way to the rim. Got behind the backboard to put off the side of the backboard. Picked up there by Erin Seal for Carletonville. 4:55, third quarter. Some moves and ahs there as they went on an over and back. Staten had almost not established herself in the front court when she took that pass from Seal. Out front with Staten. 4:40, third quarter, and a foul on Emily Schmidt. Going for the steal, just a half step behind. That's going to be her third personal foul. Fourth team foul of the half on Gillespie. Schmidt out. Grace Bertolino back in for the Miners. Grace, a 5'4 junior. Carletonville ball, sideline right in front of the Cavvy bench. Gracie Reels gets it into Corin Stewart. Stewart out between the circles for the Cavvies, being checked by Taylor in the Gillespie man-to-man. Hand off to Reels. Gracie Reels, dribble drive to the rim, blocked by Byers, picked up underneath by Wills, and Haley draws the foul. Two free throws for Haley Wills. This Gillespie team is so tall, long, and athletic. Link's 5'10", Schmidt's 5'11", Byers is 5'11". Kayla Hayes goes 5'7". Free throws for Haley Wills, the 5'10 senior. Toss is no good, too strong. Jill Staten back on the floor for the Cavs, replacing Erin Seal. And for Gillespie, Hannah Barrett and Madison Niemeyer return to the floor. Taylor and Hayes sit. 4.5 minutes, third quarter, a 3-point Gillespie lead. Free throw for Wills, no good. She missed the pair, and the rebound down to the Miners. Well, after Carletonville tied it at 19, Gillespie has stretched the three, looking for more. Bertolino's three ball rimmed out. The thing was halfway down and kicked out. Rebound to Deneve and Carletonville. Leaves it off for Corin Stewart. Cavies have just 1-3 on the night, and they banked that in. I don't know if they've made a shot outside the paint other than that banked three. Staten probing, had it stripped away, gets it off to Stewart, open for three. Yes. Corin Stewart, the lefty, breaks the seal. She has five all in the quarter, and we are tied at 22. Pressure now from Carthenville. Barrett across the timeline, on the baseline to Niemeyer. Madison, dangerous pass behind Keaton Link, but Link able to corral it near the sideline. Now Keaton out at midcourt, being pressured by Reels. Gets it away to Bertolino. 3:35 for the third quarter of our girls' championship game here at the 54th annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament. Gillespie and the Cavies tied at 22. On the attack, Niemeyer draws the foul. They'll get the knee. That's Sarah's third, team's third of the half. Stops the clock with 3:27 to play in the third quarter. And it will send Madison Niemeyer to the free throw line, the 5'8 sophomore. Only two seniors on the roster for Gillespie. Free throw is no good for Niemeyer, rattled out. Now, granted, they're important seniors in Mackenzie Mix and Emily Schmidt, but a lot of talent in the junior and sophomore class for this Gillespie minor team. Second free throw for Niemeyer. She has 2 points for the game. This to put Gillespie in front, and she can't do it. Hit the rim a second time, kind of hung up there for a moment before it fell off into the hands of Aaron Seal. She's quickly across the timeline, picks up the dribble, pivots around, needs it for Jill Staten. Jill Staten on the right wing. Keeps the bounce alive, although she bounced it off of her knee. To the floor goes Niemeyer. She's going to get tied up, and Gillespie will have it on the arrow. 13th Carthenville turnover. People continue to file into the gymnasium. See a lot of Staunton folks milling about out in the lobby area right now. Looking to find a seat. This is a classic gym when it is full like it is tonight on championship night. Been a good day here at the tournament. There's a turnover as they never saw Aaron Seal. She snuck in from behind and knocked it away from Byers. Now Reels for three. Yes! Gracie Reels has given the Cavaliers their first lead of the championship game, 25-22. Right corner pocket triple. Here's Bertolino off to Barrett. Ball fake. Across the floor to Link and a foul on Gracie Reels. Her second. And for the Cavaliers, their fourth team foul. Gillespie ball in the front court with Hannah Barrett. 2:40 for the third quarter. Carlinville has just taken their first lead. Barrett. Back door goes Niemeyer. Tries to split the double. She goes down in a heap. Ball squirts free. Turned over. 18th Gillespie turnover. Their sixth of the quarter. Here's Staten. Reels. Ball fakes the three. Dribble drive off the baseline. Air ball. And the rebound down to Gillespie. Here comes Bertolino. Leaves it for Niemeyer. Madison Niemeyer right back to Bertolino. Grace. She can shoot the three ball on the left block to Byers. Sydney draws a double, spins middle, missed it too strong. And the rebound down to Carthenville and Aaron Seal. 2:05 for the third quarter here in our girls' title game. And a reach-in foul on Keaton Link. That's her third. That was a silly one. She was about 23 feet from the hoop, reaching in. Mackenzie Mix at the table. She'll check in for Gillespie, replacing Keaton Link. She will sit with those three personal fouls. 4 points on the night for Link. No Gillespie player into the double figures yet. Same can be said for the Cavaliers. Seal has eight for the Cavies. And out front, we're going to get a palming violation as Corin Stewart lost the handle that time and then put the ball back on the floor for the 14th Carthenville turnover. Both these teams went undefeated in their respective pools. Carthenville beat Staunton 53-29, beat Nokomis 49-34, and winners over Litchfield 46-28 as Bertolino triggers a 3-0. Long rebound out to the Miners. They kick it to Mix, who knocks down the 18-foot corner jump shot. Mackenzie Mix has seven. That leads all Gillespie scorers. 25-24 Carthenville. Jill Staten down the sideline. Wraparound pass, too much steam on that, goes out of bounds. Carthenville's 15th turnover. For Gillespie, they beat Bunker Hill 55-13. Down South County 50-32. And then came from behind to beat Greenfield Northwestern 50-37 to punch their championship ticket. Pressure in the backcourt, knocked away by Staten. It'll stay with Gillespie. 87 seconds for the third quarter. Been a good championship game here on the girls' side. Boys championship to follow. Defending champ Calhoun taking on top-seeded Staunton. Byers. Long pass to midcourt to Barrett. Oh, nice bounce pass to Niebuyer, but she couldn't handle it cleanly. Bobbled it, bounced it off her knee, out of bounds. 19th Gillespie turnover. Well, it was a beautiful job by Gillespie breaking the pressure, then Barrett forcing the issue with the tempo. Seven turnovers in the third quarter for Gillespie, and they've seen their five-point lead turn into a one-point deficit. Carletonville has the ball. Staten on the curl. Muscles it up, stripped on the way up, picked up by Barrett, and we're going to get a foul on Jill Staten. Her second, team's fifth. Before the foul, the 16th turnover on Carletonville. 66 seconds for quarter number three. And Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 66 seconds for the quarter. Carletonville 25, Gillespie 24. This is the girls' championship game at the Carletonville Holiday Tournament. Back to the Big House on West Main in just a moment. Tim Eyes, Gary Boker back here at Carletonville High School. The final night of the Carletonville Holiday Tournament. It's been a good day of basketball. We started with a double overtime game in the girls' fifth place game as Staunton beat South County 56-49. In the girls' seventh place game, Nokomis over Bunker Hill 45-18. And Greenfield Northwestern takes down third place. They beat Litchfield 42-39. Here in our girls' championship game, 25-24, Carletonville leading. Gillespie has the ball. Cavaliers setting up with full court pressure. Mix and Taylor in the backcourt. A long, dangerous bounce pass found its way home to Barrett. Mix open for three. Missed it a little short. Offensive rebound. Niemeyer, the putback is good for Madison. She has 4 points. And Gillespie back in front, 26-25. Seal had her pocket picked on the way up the floor. Turned over. Picked up off the floor by Taylor. Ahead to Niemeyer up and down for the easy deuce. Six for Niemeyer, and just like that, it's a three-point lead for Gillespie. Half a minute, third quarter. Jill Staten across the timeline, picks up the dribble, leaves it for Stewart in the left corner. 23 seconds for the third quarter. Out between the circles with Staten. Clock running, 18 seconds for the third. Jill Staten to the left wing, stopped there. In the corner goes to Stewart. Bounce pass to Baker on the baseline. She is trapped with eight. Skip pass to Seal. Down on the baseline to Deneve with four. Sarah probes around, missed it, gets it back, kicks. Staten, tie, no. That was a three at the buzzer that would have counted had it gone. After three quarters here in our girls' championship game, it is Gillespie 28, Carletonville 25. We'll come back with a championship money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Carletonville starts the fourth quarter with the ball, trailing by three. 8 minutes to decide our girls' holiday tournament champion here at Carletonville. On the block it goes to Reels. Gracie draws a crowd, got too far onto the rim, put it off the underside of the backboard, and the rebound down to Gillespie. Trophy presentation, all tournament team announcements when the game is through. Schmidt on the attack, no. Rebound, Taylor won't go. Seal with the rebound, but then she's going to be called for steps. She came down with the ball, then lost her balance, fell to the ground for the traveling violation. Turnover number 18. Gillespie did a good job to weather that third quarter. They turned it over seven times, saw Carletonville take their first lead, but the Miners battled back to reclaim the lead. Here's a three for Link, a little bit short, and the rebound picked up off the floor by Corin Stewart. Here's Reels in the left corner. Gracie Reels. Between the circles to Jill Staten. High post to Deneve. Off to Stewart. For the tie, yes! Corin Stewart buries a three ball out of the left corner, and we are knotted at 28. 7 minutes for the championship. Or 7 minutes for the ship, as the kids say now, Gary. 6:55 for the ball game. It took me a little while to figure out what that was. Like, ship, I don't know what that is. Oh, shortened championship. I get it now. I'm just getting old, Gary. 6:45 for the ball game. Link's three ball rattled out. Check that, Hayes' three ball. But the rebound to Link. She gets it away to Taylor, and then Shelby threw it to no one in particular. It rolls out of bounds. Taylor didn't know where anybody was at. She just knew that she was in a bad spot in the middle of the lane under the rim, and she had to get rid of the ball, and she did. and just rolled it towards the right corner, but nobody was there. Now it will be the 20th turnover on Gillespie. Here's Stewart to Deneve, back to Stewart, into the corner to Reels, off to Staten. Ball fakes the three, gets into the paint, rejected by Taylor. Picked up by Link, one on three. Keaton Link poked away from behind by Seal. It'll be Gillespie ball. Great hustle from Aaron Seal. She chased that play down from behind. 6:20 for the championship. Staunton and Calhoun for the boys' title next here on FM 106. Here's Niemeyer at the left elbow. In the corner it goes to Michaela Hayes. Stewart almost poked it away, but Michaela able to corral. In the corner with Niemeyer. Madison, that's a reach in on Aaron Seal. That's her first, team's sixth. So the next foul, either way, will be free throws. And that could be huge here down the stretch. Carletonville is just 6 of 13 for the game, whereas Gillespie is 4 of 10. Baseline out of bounds for the Miners. Looking. And it goes left corner to Link. One dribble. Pulls up. Left it a little short. Bounces off the iron. Second and third time, no. Hayes got a second crack at it. Couldn't get it. And the rebound down to Deneve. Jill Staten wound up on the floor. There's been a lot of bodies on the floor tonight, which I guess is expected with Gillespie and Carletonville playing the styles they do. Here's Staten. All the way to the rim. Stripped and fouled. And that'll put Carletonville to the free throw line the rest of the way. They'll get Shelby Taylor on the personal. That is her third. And one in bonus for the 5'8 sophomore, Jill Staten. What an athlete Jill is. Toss, no good, rattled out. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Deneve. Sarah's follow won't go, and now they're going to get Reels over the back of Emily Schmidt. So we'll walk to the other end for Gillespie free throws. Reels commits her third. Cronville misses the front end of their 1-1. And then on the rebound, Schmidt is fouled, and the 5'11 senior will be at the free throw line for the Miners. A 28-28 ball game, 5:43 to play. On the night, Schmidt 3 of 4 from the line. She has 5 points and knocks down that toss. So in the battle of the free throw game, Carletonville blinks first here in the money quarter. No dribbles for Schmidt. Eyes it up, bends the knees, and puts it through. Pure, didn't even touch the iron. 7 for Schmidt, 2 big free throws for the senior. 30-28, Gillespie leads. Carletonville has the ball facing full court pressure. The knees pass is tipped and eventually stolen by Shelby Taylor. Taylor to the rim, rises up, too strong off the window, and Deneve pulls down the rebound for Carletonville. Cavi's fortunate there. Now Stewart forcing the issue. Coast to coast, she missed the layup. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Sarah Deneve, who hustled down the floor, got her hands on it, but couldn't corral it. And now Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 5:23 for the championship. Gillespie 30, Carletonville 28. We're back to the Big House on West Main in Carletonville following these messages. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at the Big House on West Main in Carletonville for our girls' championship game. Gillespie leading host Carletonville 30-28. Miners have the basketball. Trophy presentation, all tournament team announcements when we are through. And the Miners just throw it away. Good pressure in the backcourt by Carletonville. Forced the Miners to try to lob it over the top towards the sideline on the stage side, and they just threw it out of bounds. 21st Gillespie turnover. Baseline out of bounds for Carletonville. Here's Staten. That pass tipped away by Taylor. And then as Stewart corrals it, she's on the sideline. Gillespie ball. 20th Carletonville turnover. Stewart off the deflection, corralled it. She was going to throw it off of Taylor, but before she could do that, she stepped out of bounds. In the backcourt, Miners get it into Shelby Taylor. Taylor races into the front court up the far side of the floor. Now an offensive foul on Shelby Taylor. Oh, Kevin Gray is going to be hot about that one. Fourth on Shelby Taylor. 22nd turnover it'll be. 8th team foul, but we won't shoot free throws on the offensive foul. Taylor out, Hannah Barrett back in for Gillespie. 30-28 Miners. Carletonville has the ball. Cavies have only led once, and it was brief in the third quarter. Corin Stewart in the corner to Reels. Gracie Reels gets into the paint. Bounce pass to Seal. Here's Deneve, top of the key. Leaves it for Aaron Seal. Dribble drive baseline. Bounce pass back to Deneve and a reach-in foul on Keaton Link. That's her fourth. Ninth team foul. Still one in bonus for Carthenville. It'll be Sarah Deneve at the free throw line. She's one of two for the ball game. Still got to make the first to get the second. Two-point lead for Gillespie. Toss for Sarah. Good. The senior calmly knocks down the first toss. Emily Schmidt at the table for the Miners. She will replace Keaton Link. So in the span of about 10 seconds, Taylor and Link both pick up their fourth fouls. This to tie the game at 30. Sarah lines it up. Too strong, and the rebound is tipped around, eventually picked up off the floor by Emily Schmidt. A one-point minor lead. 4:45 for the championship. Gillespie looking for their first ever title here at the Carthenville Holiday Tournament. A bad entry pass by Mackenzie Mix, stolen by the Cavies. Carthenville looking to win this tournament for the third straight year. Seal leaves it off. Take that, Staten leaves it off for Seal. Now off to Deneve. Into the hands of Reels. Left wing, Staten open for three. Missed it, but the rebound to Reels. Gracie stripped. Seal picks it up off the floor. She's fouled, and she'll get two free throws. All of a sudden, Carthenville getting multiple looks here on the offensive end. The foul on Michaela Hayes is her second. 4:21 for the ball game. Aaron Seal at the free throw line. Free throw is no good. Madison Niemeyer checks in for the Miners. Michaela Hayes out. As Seal gets one more free throw to try and tie the ball game. 8 points for Aaron, and she missed them both. Rebound down to Niemeyer for Gillespie. Missed opportunities at the charity stripe for Carthenville. 4:10 ball game. 30-29 Gillespie. Hannah Barrett to the foul line. Cut off all back door with Niemeyer. Rejected by Staten, but fouled. For Jill Staten, her third, team's eighth. Two free throws for Madison Niemeyer. Niemeyer's 6 points. She is 0 for 2 at the foul line. Clock stops, 4:05 to play. Big tosses here. First one is no good. First miss of the quarter at the line for Gillespie. They're now 2 out of 3. Carthenville is just 1 of 5 from the line in the quarter. Tight ball game. The team that shoots the better fouls usually wins the game. Both free throws missed by Niemeyer. Rebound down to Carthenville. Here's Stewart racing into the front court. Now she's cut off by Niemeyer. Skip pass. Seal open for three in the lead. Missed it. Offensive rebound to Neve. Kicks. Staten open for three. That's way short. And the rebound down to Niemeyer and a reach-in foul on Aaron Seal. Second personal on Aaron. Ninth team foul. Those types of fouls become problematic just because you're over the limit. Gillespie was all the way in the backcourt, not moving forward. And with the foul, Madison Niemeyer back to the free throw line. She just missed a pair. This time it's the one in bonus. A couple of bounces and a spin. And she rattles home the toss. 7 for Madison Niemeyer. That makes it a 2-point lead for Gillespie. We're a little more than halfway through the money quarter. 3:49 left in our girls' championship. Free throw for Niemeyer. Good. Gets the pair. She has 8. 32-29 Gillespie. 3:45 for the ball game. Staunton, Calhoun, and the boys' championship game next here on FM 106. Staten from the left elbow rattled out. Rebound Stewart blocked and fouled. Two free throws for Corin Stewart. They will get Hannah Barrett on the personal. Stewart on the night has 8 points. She is 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Big tosses here. Got it. 9 for Stewart. Gets the Gillespie lead down to 2. I think the entire city of Staunton waiting to get into the gym here. You see their Bulldogs take on Calhoun next. Stewart misses the second. Rebound down to Emily Schmidt for Gillespie. 3.5 minutes for the championship. Emily Schmidt got away with the double dribble. No, she didn't. They eventually got her for it. She had the bounce working, then just kind of lost the handle, went to pass, slipped out of her hand, and wound up in the old double dribble. 32-30 Gillespie. Carthenville ball. Staten gets it in to Corin Stewart. Back to Staten now. Clock running. 3:20 for the championship. Staten off to Corin Stewart. On the baseline with Gracie Reels. Reels, right side of the key, now into the hands of Staten on the right wing. Here's Stewart. Corin Stewart off to Gracie Reels. Reels, head fake, pulls up 18 feet straight on. Will not go, hit the back rim, front rim, fell off. Rebound down to Emily Schmidt. She pivots around and leaves it off for Madison Niemeyer. Inside of 3 minutes for the championship. Here comes Barrett. Forces it up, missed it. Contact, no whistle. We play on. Off to Sarah Deneve, into the hands of Jill Staten. On the left wing was Stewart. Corin Stewart back to Staten. Jill Staten will bring it between the circles, reset the Cavalier offense. 2:35 to play in the championship. On the right wing with Seal. Into the hands of Reels. Off to Deneve. Left wing with Jill Staten. Staten, top of the key. Stewart, three, and the lead, missed it. And the rebound down to Gillespie and Madison Niemeyer. Niemeyer leaves it for Hannah Barrett. Barrett on the attack, blocked by Staten, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Miners, 2:16 to play. Link, Taylor, Bertolino all back on the floor for Gillespie. And Kevin Gray wants a timeout. Nope, Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 2:16 to play in the championship. Gillespie 32, Carthenville 30. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main in Carthenville following these messages. Following the timeout, Miners have the basketball up two on the baseline in the front court. A bad pass stolen by Stewart, but she can't stay inbounds as her toe wound up on the sideline in front of the stage. Near disaster for Gillespie. Now they'll have to throw it in that deep corner on the sideline. Bertolino gets it in right to Mackenzie Mix. Clock running, 2:10 for the championship. Cavies need a stop. Taylor gets a high screen from Byers in the corner to Bertolino. Grace Bertolino back to Shelby Taylor. Mix posting, but a good job by Stewart to front and cut it off. Out front with Link. Left elbow with Byers, Sydney Byers. Right side of the key with Bertolino. Grace Bertolino back up top to Shelby Taylor. 108 seconds for the championship. Taylor on the curl. Forces it up off the window. Missed it. Tough shot there. Don't think that's what Kevin Gray and the Miners were looking for. 100 seconds to play. A two-point Gillespie lead. Carlinville has led just once in this ballgame. That was in the third quarter. Here's Stewart. Drives baseline. Floats it up. Rattled out. Rebound down to Byers. 85 seconds to play. Bertolino across the timeline. Taylor now has it between the circles. Carlinville needs a turnover. Out front with Bertolino. Gillespie took a questionable shot the last time down. We'll see if they can work and get a good look here. They don't even really need a shot, honestly. Take care of the ball and make Carthenville foul you. That was a dangerous cross-court pass there that could have been picked off. On the left wing with Bertolino. Up top with Taylor now. Inside of a minute for the championship. Link off to Mix on the right wing. Down on the block to Keaton. Link back out to Mix. Into the hands of Taylor between the circles. Cavie's got to start thinking about fouling now. Bertolino out near midcourt. She almost went over and back. Leaves it off to Taylor. Now the pass is tipped and stolen. Picked up by Seal. Erin Seal, she traveled. Oh, they're going to get the foul first. Going to get the foul first. Free throws for Erin Seal with 38 seconds to play in a two-point game. Got to have them both if you're Carthenville. Seal on the night, 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has 7 points. Remember, she hurt her right wrist earlier in the ball game, and she is a right-handed shooter. Free throw is good. The free throw is good. 9 for Seal makes it a one-point game with 38 seconds to play, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 38 seconds for the championship. Gillespie a one-point lead. Carthenville has one more free throw when we come back following these messages on WSMI. This game has been everything we thought it would be and more. A one-point lead for Gillespie. Carthenville at the free throw line with Erin Seal, a chance to tie. It's been a high-intensity ball game, a lot of turnovers on both sides, but you expect that when you consider the defense, the pressure defense that both of these teams like to institute. huge free throw for Erin Seal. She made the first. Now out of the timeout, she'll try to tie the game up with just 38 seconds to play. Toss good. Erin Seal gets the pair. We are tied at 32. Cavaliers will show a little bit of token pressure here. Now they fall back into their half court man-to-man. Calhoun staunching for the boys' championship next. Our girls' title game going down to the wire. 25 seconds. Tied at 32. Bertolino out front. Here's Link. Off to Bertolino at the volleyball spike line. We started with the double overtime game today in the girls' fifth place game. What's the girls' championship going to do? 10 seconds. Tied at 32. Pass is tipped. It's going to be tied up, and Gillespie has it on the arrow. 7.8 seconds to play. Ooh, the Miners have been playing with fire here the last few possessions. Now Kevin Gray wants a timeout. 7.8 for the championship. Tied at 32. Gillespie can win it when we come back to Carletonville following these messages on WSMI. What a girls' championship ball game here at Carletonville. We are tied at 32 between Gillespie and the host Cavaliers. The Miners have it. Front court, baseline, out of bounds. They will stack three Miners off the left block. Mackenzie Mix at the top of the key. It'll be Bertolino to throw in. They get it in to Schmidt on the baseline. Bounces, and she's going to get tied up. Carletonville has it this time on the arrow. 4 seconds to play. The 26th turnover on the Miners. Cavs will have to go the length of the floor in just 4.2. And Darren Deneve wants a timeout. What a game. Tied at 32. Now Carletonville has a chance to win it when we come back following these messages. There has been plenty of times in this tournament's history where a team has gone the length of the floor to win the championship. I can think of Riverton doing it to the Litchfield boys a number of years ago. 4.2 seconds. The length of the floor must go the Cavaliers. Tied at 32. What a win this would be for the Cavaliers if they can pull it off. Carletonville's either going to win in a regulation or we have championship overtime. And now Kevin Gray wants a timeout after seeing the set Carletonville was in. We're going to keep it right here. And Gary Boker, this is strategy upon strategy right here. As Kevin Gray saw the set Carletonville was in, calls the timeout. Now if you're Darren Deneve, do you come out with the same set or do you switch it up?
Well, I think that you may come out with the same set and come out with a different thing that you're going to do from it. Or you could come out look completely different and still plan on going the same way. I think the ball is going to go through Deneve. I think she's going to get the ball at midcourt because she's the coach's daughter, and she knows exactly where to distribute to get the ball for the last shot. That would be my thinking.
Get it to Deneve in the middle. Then you got Stewart and Staten on the wings or on the sidelines. You get it to them moving forward, and they can have a good look. It'll be Seal to throw in. The catch is made by Stewart in the backcourt with three. Gets to midcourt with two. Deneve did not get that off in time, and we are going to have overtime. 32 minutes, not enough here in our girls' championship. At the end of four, it is Carletonville and Gillespie tied at 32. Bonus basketball on the way from the Carletonville Holiday Tournament. Carletonville won the fourth quarter 7-4. Gillespie wins the tap to overtime, and the Miners will get it first, 32-32, here in our girls' championship. And Calhoun and Staunton will have to wait a tad bit longer, as will the throngs of people waiting out in the lobby to get in.
The lobby is packed all the way up to the concession stand.
That is good, good stuff. Here's Schmidt, baseline, rounding out, no good. Rebound down to Shelby Taylor, another chance for the Miners. Here's Schmidt, leaves it for Hannah Barrett on the left wing. Had it stripped away and stolen by Erin Seal. Here comes Seal, down the right side. Layup, no. Deneve's follow will not go. Offensive rebound, Stewart. Corrin gets it off to Seal. Staten for three, yes. Jill Staten buries a three ball, and the Cavaliers back in front, 35-32. Just their second lead of the night. 3 minutes for overtime, and that's offensive on Shelby Taylor as Staten takes the charge, and oh, baby, is she pumped. She screams to the top of her lungs, slams the floor in joy. And Shelby Taylor has fouled out. Two offensive fouls take Taylor out of the ball game, and that was an easy call.
And the reason she's committing the offensive fouls pesky Cavalier defense.
They get after you. Now Carlinville, a three-point lead and the ball. It's their biggest lead of the night, and they have possession. 2:50 for overtime. Here's Gracie Reels. Bounced it once, picked it up, leaves it for Corin Stewart. So Staten hits the three, puts him up, takes the charge. Big sequence for the young sophomore. Jill has it in her hands out near midcourt. Spins away from trouble, keeps the bounce alive. Works it back between the circles now, gets a ball screen from Aaron Seal. 2.5 minutes for OT. Staten bouncing out near midcourt. Now Link comes. She's got to be careful. She's playing with four. Let's see if Staten wants to put her on some skates. Jill continues the bounce on the left wing. Link giving chase. Deneve sets a screen out front. 2:10 for OT. Cavvy's up three. Dribble handoff to Stewart. Corin Stewart bounces away from Link. They're making Link work out front there. Here's Gracie Reels. Screen is set. Miners switch to, again, it's Link on the ball pressure. Into the hands now of Jill Staten working on Bertolino. Inside of 2 minutes for overtime. Jill Staten out between the circles. Cavies taking the air out of it here. They're up three. 103 seconds for the championship. Deneve on the right wing. Picks up the dribble, stripped away, but Deneve got it back. Pivots around. She's going to get tied up. No, cut it away to Staten just in time. I don't think she passed it to Staten as much as it got stripped away from her and went right to Staten.
When you talk about Staten making those good moves and the nice shot, you realize that she has a conflict of interest in heredity. Her dad, of course, Baron Staten, an outstanding guard for Carnival High School. Her mom, Suzanne Fulton, it was, an outstanding player for Gillespie.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Doesn't seem to bother tonight.
Free throw for Staten is no good. Split loyalties tonight. 90 seconds for the girls' championship game. We are in overtime. This gym busting at the seams right now with people trying to get in. Second free throw is short. She missed the pair, but the offensive rebound to Deneve, and then she lost it. Picked up by Gillespie. Miners still have a chance. 80 seconds for the game. Out front with Hannah Barrett. Left wing to Bertolino. Grace can shoot the three ball, but she has not had a clean look tonight. Bertolino handling way out front. Being pressured by Stewart. She needs to get away. The five counts on the way, and Kevin Gray gets the timeout. He sensed it as well. 68 seconds for overtime in our girls' championship game. Carlinville leads Gillespie 35-32. Miners have the ball, and when we come back to Carlinville, following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Miners ball down by three. We near the minute mark of our first overtime. On the left wing was Schmidt. She slid on the catch. Fortunate she didn't travel there. Emily Schmidt feeds the post down to Barr. Stolen by Stewart. 28th Gillespie turnover. Into the hands of Staten. 45 seconds for OT. They got a foul. Into the hands of Stewart. And they get the foul on Corin Stewart. Emily Schmidt commits the foul. Sends Corin Stewart to the free throw line. Stewart, 2 out of 4 tonight. And it is double bonus. 42 seconds left. One free throw can make it a 2-possession game. Stewart's free throw is short. Carnival now 0-for-3 from the foul line here in overtime. Stays a 3-point lead. Stewart lines up the toss and knocks it down. A big second toss. It's a 2-possession game. Gillespie has to go fast now. They don't need a three. They just need a bucket, and they need it quickly. Barrett off to Hayes. 33 seconds for the game. Michaela down on the block to Beyer. Sydney spins middle off the window. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Saved by Link. Middle of the lane to Byers. Her follow will not go. And the rebound to the Cavaliers and Jill Staten. Poked away from Staten. It's going to be off of Gillespie. Schmidt the last to touch. Miners have had their opportunities here late. Have not been able to capitalize. Byers out. Niemeyer back in for Gillespie. 18.9 seconds to play in the overtime session of our championship game. Jill Staten needs to get it in, and Darren Deneve gets a quick timeout. 18.9 seconds for overtime. Carlinville 36, Gillespie 32. We'll come back to Carlton DeVille High School in the girls' championship game following these messages on WSMI. Carlton DeVille leads by four. They have the basketball in the backcourt facing full court pressure from Gillespie. Staten, bounce pass into Stewart, nearly stolen by Hannah Barrett. Stewart corrals it up the sideline in front of the scorer's table. She is fouled with 14 seconds to play. Carlinville's 1-4 for the free throw line here in the extra session. Jill Staten hit a three ball right out of the opening tap in overtime to give Carlinville the lead, and they have not given it up here in the overtime period. Gillespie has not scored in OT. Free throw for Stewart is too strong. Darren Deneve wants all his Cavaliers to get back off the foul line. They will all wait at midcourt. Free throw for Stewart is good. Corin gets one out of two, 11 for Stewart. A five-point lead for the Cavaliers. Clock running 10 seconds. Here's Schmidt. Barrett, they got to take the shot. Barrett, 18-footer, blocked by Aaron Seale. We're going to get a foul on Aaron. She certainly didn't think so. On the wrist, though, is the call. Just 5.7 seconds left in our girls' title game. Gillespie led the entire first half, led all but for a brief moment in the third quarter before they were forced into overtime. They find themselves down five now, and the free throw for Barrett is short. We'll have the all-tournament team and the trophy presentations after the game is done here, and then stay tuned for the boys' championship, Calhoun and Staunton. Second free throw for Barrett. Rattles out, no good. Rebound down to Deneve, and she is fouled. Nope, jump ball with 3.3, and it's Carlton DeVille ball on the arrow. The Cavaliers are going to win their seventh Carlton DeVille Holiday Tournament Championship, and they're going to get the three-peat here tonight in come-from-behind fashion and in overtime against the Gillespie Miners. Staten needs to get it in, and Darren Deneve going to have to take a timeout to avoid the five-second count. 3.3 seconds for the championship. Carlton DeVille can taste it now. They're up five with the ball. Back to the Big House on West Main following these messages. 3.3 seconds left in overtime. Carlton DeVille leading Gillespie 37-32. These two teams will meet again coming up on January 30th in Gillespie. Now, I suspect that'll be a spirited affair just like this ball game has been.
Maybe not as many people in this audience.
Probably not, no. Staten looking. Oh, the pass is tipped by Niemeyer. Staten rips it back, and that's the ball game. The Carlton DeVille Cavaliers, your 2019 Holiday Tournament champions, as they beat Gillespie 37-32. They shut the Miners out in overtime and win it 37-32 to claim their seventh Carlton DeVille Holiday Tournament championship and their third in a row. And Gary, this one was not easy.
Yeah, and you have three seniors, or what, four seniors on that lineup, that they have seen victory in this tournament three times in a row. You can't beat that going out as a senior, getting another plaque.
We're going to be going down to the floor for the presentation of the championship plaque and the all-tournament team announcements. Principal Pat Drew will be taking care of the honors there, and I think Mr. Drew is just about set. So we go to the floor now, and Carlinville Principal Pat Drew.
I'd like to reiterate what a great game. At this time, we'd like to present the runner-up plaque to the Lady Miners of Gillespie and Coach Gray and Blevins. And now for the presentation of the championship plaque to the Lady Cavaliers. Congratulations. Now we will present all tournament team medallions. First member of this year's girls all tournament team is Shelby Taylor of Gillespie. Our next member, Keaton Link, Gillespie. Gracie Reels of Carlinville. Aaron Seal, Carlinville. Jessa Vetter, Greenfield. Carly Bowden, Litchfield.
She's coming around the corner here.
Our last member is Alexis Poulton, Greenfield. Once again, we congratulate both teams on a game well played, the members of the all-tournament team, and we also want to thank the fans for coming out and supporting all the teams throughout the week. So as soon as we're done with taking photos, we will clear the floor and be preparing for the boys' championship game. Thank you.
There you go, Pat Drew. The announcement of the all-tournament team, Gracie Reels of Carlinville, Aaron Seal of Carlinville, Shelby Taylor and Keaton Link of Gillespie, Carly Bowden of Litchfield, Jessa Vetter of Greenfield Northwestern, and Alexis Pullman of Greenfield Northwestern. The Cavaliers win the championship 37-32 in overtime. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI.
Welcome back to Carlinville High School. One championship game is in the book, and what a championship game it was. In the girls' division, Carlinville 37, Gillespie 32 in overtime. Couldn't have asked for a much more exciting battle between two outstanding teams, two outstanding coaches, and they played it to the hilt. 32 minutes was not enough. They had to play an extra four, and Carlinville dominated in the overtime, and they take the championship for the third time in a row with an exciting 37-32 overtime victory over the Gillespie Miners. We're not done for the evening. We still have another game coming up as this big crowd, I mean, it is one of the biggest crowds I have seen at Carlinville High School. You can always tell it's a maximum crowd when you look over at the stage and it was packed. It was not only packed, but as I went out to get a little drink before the game, I looked out and I saw people and people and people throughout the lobby all the way up to the concession stand. So a huge crowd settled in for an outstanding girls game. Some of them will be leaving, but they're going to be replaced by a lot more fans coming back in for game number two tonight, as it will pit the Staunton Bulldogs at 7-4 against the Calhoun Warriors. But before we go to that game, let's go to Tim Miles.
All right, Gary Booker, thank you very much. Here with Darren Deneve. And Darren, that was a heck of a ball game. My goodness.
Most definitely. Extremely proud of our girls. I thought we played really tough. We just kept telling them, hey, the toughest team wins, the toughest team wins. And I don't know if we were the toughest team. They were awful tough as well. But I think both teams showed a gritty effort, and I'm just so proud of our girls.
That was a hard-nosed ball game on both sides, and I thought your kids really gutted it out, because the first half, you guys couldn't really make a shot, but yet you were only down five at the half, so your defense kept you right there.
Yeah, I think we had maybe three or four steals for layups in the first half, and then maybe one bank shot three.
Yep. Yep.
And that was what we ended up with. And you know, we didn't shoot all that much better in the second half, honestly. We didn't shoot very well from the field or the line, and we just sort of gritted it out, and you know, defense will keep you in a lot of games, that's for sure. You got to play offense, but defense will definitely keep you in it.
That's been the calling card of your program ever since you took over here at Carlinville, and it's games like tonight why you want the identity of your team to be defense.
Absolutely, and we preach it all the time. It was like at the very end, we said, hey girls, this is just practice. This is shell drill. This is what we do every day. And let's make sure we're in the right position, and then we box out, we get the rebound, and that's what it comes down to sometimes, is just toughness and fundamentals.
There were so many big moments in this game tonight, but man, at the start of overtime, Jill Staten hits the three, but then takes the charge on the other end.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny how our season has gone. We've got stretches where like one kid will make a couple big plays in a row, and it's been that way really all season. Sometimes it's Jill, sometimes it's Aaron, sometimes it's Corn, sometimes it's Gracie, Sarah, and then Elisa and Haley have played well too. And so, but Jill, you're right; those two plays were unbelievably huge.
And we saw Aaron Steele go down in the second half with a right wrist injury. Then she comes back in the ball game, and she was able to make some big free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, when she went down, she was really in a lot of pain. So I guess that goes back to toughness. She's an example of how tough we were the entire night.
You know, when a game goes to overtime, obviously every point matters. But after Steele was hurt, she had to come out. Elise Baker comes off the bench and makes two free throws.
That's not easy to do either. I was asking. I couldn't remember the rule exactly, honestly. I was asking whether somebody on the court could make the free throws, and they said no. So you hate to bring somebody in cold like that, but Elise did a fantastic job.
Darren, third straight year you've won this tournament, and I remember talking to you this last Saturday on Sports Saturday. This has been a girls' tournament for a good number of years that has been a very good field. So to win it three straight years, that has to be very satisfying.
It is, because we had a lot of good teams that didn't necessarily win the holiday tournament either. Like you say, it is a tough field, and so we're extremely pleased to win it the last 3 years, and it's a great tournament. We're looking forward to another one next year, I guess.
You're now 14-2 on the year. Is that a record that you thought you would have going into 2020?
I don't know. We thought we would be competitive with every team on our schedule. I don't know that there's a team on our schedule that we feel like we can't beat, but there's several on our schedule that we know that can beat us. And so I don't know, maybe that's about right. It's one of those things that you don't really think about and just sort of let the wins and losses take care of themselves.
Well, you go to the Pit in Gillespie at the end of January. That's going to be a heck of a ball game.
I'm sure it will be, but, you know, heck, we might see him at the county, and we've got all kinds of stuff happening between then and when we go to the Pit, but I'm sure it'll be tougher than heck anytime we play Gillespie.
Darren, as you kind of evaluate your season here just real quickly, this is a benchmark. You know, you get past the holiday, then you mention the county in the middle of the month, then your postseason is right around the corner. Where do you want to see your team improve, say, by the time we get to the county?
Well, I'd sure like us to shoot better, but I don't quite know how to figure that out. But some nights we shoot really well, and some nights we don't. And so for us to beat the very best teams, we're going to have to shoot better. And we're beating good teams and very good teams. Like right now, we just beat one. We're going to have some nights where we shoot the ball a lot better. And so we continue to try to get better at shooting. But you know how that is. Sometimes the ball just doesn't want to go in.
Hey, I guess you found a lucky sweater vest.
I guess so. I appreciate that.
Darren Deneen, the head coach of the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers, Carlinville Holiday Tournament champions. For the third straight year, they knock off Gillespie in overtime, 37-32.
Hey, I just want to say hi to my brother who's listening at home. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Darren Deneen, thank you very much. Gary Bunker, back to you.
Excellent interview. Congratulations, of course, to Darren Deneen and the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers. A well-deserved victory, a well-deserved championship in this, the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. We're going to take a break. When we'll come back, we'll have boys action coming your way on WSMI.
37-32, the final. Carlinville wins it in overtime over the Gillespie Miners as they outscored Gillespie 5-0 in the extra session. And, Gary, hard to win any tournament 3 years in a row.
Well, it is very difficult, but when you've got the bunch of kids that Coach Deneen has, they have a lot of character. And you could tell that the young kids, the old kids, they all blend together well. They've got a lot of quickness. They play some very aggressive defense. Take nothing away from the Gillespie Miners. They play outstanding defense as well. But I thought Carlinville did a little bit better job of handling stressful situations than did the Miners. And when we got down to the crux of the game and the overtime, it was almost as though Gillespie was looking for someone else to take the shot, perhaps. Whereas Carlinville, they were not reluctant. Whoever steps up, and even when they stepped up to the free throw line and missed it, it didn't seem like it mattered. We'll just play right on. And I think that's a situation there where you've got to credit good coaching, building confidence.
Carlinville was not good for the foul line, but they were good enough. 12 of 28 is what they wind up at the charity stripe. But when push came to shove, they got it done. And looking back on it now, Gary, the sequence of the game was Jill Staten hits the three. Jill Staten takes the charge, fouls Shelby Taylor out, and that
really was that.
You know, and we mentioned, or I mentioned at one time, the Olroyd girl who is no longer with Carlinville, gone on to bigger and better things. But this Staten gal, she reminds me a lot of her, and what she lacks, Stewart picks up as well. Between the two of them, it's almost like they're carbon copies of Olroyd. And Carlinville is producing and reproducing, building and rebuilding, and it's showing in their wins.
Yes, it is. Corin Stewart leads the way tonight with 11 points in the championship, 10 points for Aaron Seal, 6 points for Jill Staten, 6 points for Gracie Reels, 2 points for Sarah Deneve. Quarters of 5, 9, 11, 7, and 5 in the overtime. With the win, Cavies now 14-2, 3 straight tournament championships here at the Holiday Tournament in Carlinville. With the loss, Gillespie falls to 9-3. They were led in scoring tonight by Madison Niemeyer. She finished with 8 points, 7 for Mackenzie Mix, 7 for Emily Schmidt, 4 points for Shelby Taylor, 4 points for Keaton Link, and 2 points for Hannah Barrett. Quarters of 11, 8, 9, 4, and then shut out in the overtime. And this was a situation, Gary, where it was a 5-point game at the half, 19-14, and there's no doubt Carlinville said, okay, we should be down by more than 5. And Gillespie thought, we should be up by more than 5.
Well, and that's true. And as we mentioned too, at halftime, Carlinville had 6 of their points from 3 steals, takeaways, breakaways, and they had 6 points there. And then they had that 1 3-pointer off the backboard. And even Coach Deneve was saying, that was pretty much our offense. But one thing that I think was prevalent for the Cavaliers throughout the night, and I really noticed it in that second half, offensive rebounds. When they missed shots, they got second, third, sometimes fourth attempts on the offensive rebound. Gillespie didn't get those second and third chances, and I think offensive rebounds is a big key to the win.
So congratulations to Darren Deneve and the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers as they defend their Holiday Tournament Championship, 3 straight tournament championships here at Carlinville for the host Cavaliers as they beat Gillespie in overtime, 37-32. So Carlinville defends their crown. Ken Calhoun defend their crown. Ty Locks, Ethan Booth, and the Staunton Bulldogs stand in their way. Staunton, Calhoun, and the Boys Championship coming up. We'll take a break when we come back. Gary Boker, get you set for the Bulldogs and the Warriors following these messages on WSMI.